Ryan Reynolds here from Mint Mobile.
With the price of just about everything going up during inflation, we thought we'd bring our prices down. So to help us, we brought in a reverse auctioneer, which is apparently a thing.
Mint Mobile Unlimited Premium Wireless. I bet you get 30, 30, I bet you get 30, I bet you get 20, 20, 20, I bet you get 20, 20, I bet you get 15, 15, 15, 15, just $15 a month, sold.
Give it a try at mintmobile.com/switch.
$45 up front for 3 months plus taxes and fees. Promo rate for new customers for limited time. Unlimited more than 40 gigabytes per month. Slows full terms at mintmobile.com.
Acast powers the world's best podcasts. Here's a show that we recommend. Winning is an everyday mindset, and we're here to help. I'm Craig Robinson. Join me and Coach John Calipari for Ways to Win. We're kicking off during March Madness. Cal's Kentucky Wildcats are in the hunt, so throughout the tournament, I'm going to call up my friend to ask about his wins, losses, and especially what he's telling his players in the locker room.
You got to win every day.
Find the Ways to Win podcast anywhere you listen.
Acast helps creators launch, grow, and monetize their podcasts everywhere. Acast.com.
Hello. Yes, I've been to see a show. I have actually. I went to go and see a West End musical. Imagine my delight. There's singing, there's dancing, the costumes, the stage. It's funny, good dancers, because I'm talking a lot about good dancers at the moment. Takes one to know one. But the dancers that are really good, that you can't keep your eyes off, what is it? It's star quality, isn't it? And good dancing, I suppose. I want to sing and dance. It was Juliet, if you must know. The jokes in musical theatre are bad. And I don't know why they don't just pay a writer. I guess because they have to do it, then give commission. But if they paid a writer a one-off fee, like a new writer, to punch up the jokes, it was a good show, I loved it. But all the jokes you could see coming, and they were cheesy. So what I'm saying is, I'll do it on commission next time. Next time you have a hit musical, don't be afraid to let me have a little go at the dancing and I'll punch up the script. Okie dokie. This week we've got Michelle de Swart. She started life out as a model. She's absolutely stunning. Not that that matters. It's what's on the inside, and the inside's very nice too. I didn't actually look into her innards, but, you know, soul-wise. And she's been doing comedy for a while. She's very funny. She's writing a new sitcom. That's going to be out next year on BBC Two. We started at the temperature of about 10. And we went to the temperature of about 35, which is a perfect holiday temperature. You don't want to go any higher than that because it's uncomfortable. We were the perfect comfortableness together. And, you know, you're here. We're going to start a family now. So, yeah, enjoy Michelle de Swart. Quick word of warning on my jumpsuit. It will sort of flap open around the gusset.
To be honest, you've got your legs crossed, so I feel like you want that to happen.
I want that.
Do you know what I mean? Yeah. No one's like worried about their flies and is like, you know what I'm going to do? I'm going to sit with my legs crossed on a chair that should have my feet on the floor.
It's the full experience on Cuddle Club.
Thanks.
You look anxious, if anything.
No, I'm literally like, what is this freak trying to do? She's trying to show me
a nun. You can't see it.
Yeah, look, but you're on a swivel chair, so I feel like at any moment you're just going to swing round and be like, ha ha.
I'll see how it goes. Yeah.
All right.
But I have got what we're calling big ladies' pants on.
Oh.
Yeah.
Okay.
You were telling us about a little, it could happen to any woman. Yeah. Anyone, really. Anyone that bleeds. You were on tour. Worst show of the tour, would you say?
You know what? Yeah. And it wasn't bad, but you know when you're just like having an out-of-body experience because you're watching yourself. You know, the best part of it was when I went, I don't feel like this is going well. And everyone went, oh God, all right,
she
good.
She knows. But what had happened before?
A few minutes in, I just did a big lunge and I'd felt the contents of my moon cup empty.
It could have happened to anyone.
And I just, if it doesn't happen that often, you know, like once you've got a knack for it, you're kind of all right.
I watched a video with the lady sort of practicing on a bottle, I think, and just pulling it taut. And that really stayed with me.
Yeah, yeah. Anyway, that's my story. I'm sticking to it.
I love it. We used to know each other years ago, didn't we? But I've forgotten how. Like, didn't we know each other a bit?
Yeah, we were in the same reading book club.
No, we were.
No, we weren't. Through comedy.
Yeah, of course.
I mean...
I know, but didn't we have like a friend in common? Didn't we have a friend in common or something?
Another like, comic.
Or didn't we hang out in LA? There's something that's like, I'm
shit,
sure.
Did we? We hung out in New York.
In New York.
I can't believe I forgot that. Me, that's you, and it. Alex Edelman.
Yeah, what a trio.
Holy shit.
Yeah.
Oh, yeah.
So, yeah, another comedian. There was so, yeah. Yeah, it was comedy in the end. When you said book club, there was part of me that was like, oh, right. What was I reading? I
yeah.
Yeah. You used to be a model, but you still, yeah. Are you still a model?
No.
Don't fancy her.
Well, I'm 42. I feel like it would be a bit thirsty.
Excuse me, mum's catalogue much?
Yeah, sorry. Yeah, I know. God.
You could. You
Bodens,
look
here I come.
Yeah. Oh, Bodens. I had a top from Bodens once and I worked at the skate park and I thought, what a funny old world. Do you know what I mean? Like wearing a Boden top to the skate park. Oh, yeah. God.
Well, don't worry. No one's going to clock it and be like, hold on, is that?
Yeah.
Is that
Boden? I've got the same one. You're 12. You've stolen it from your mother. You don't miss it?
No. I mean, but what do I miss about it? I miss the, you know, when you're a model, you don't get asked to do random podcasts. Do you know what I mean? Just cruise through life and go on a lot of brunches.
Yeah. You're not
sometimes,
using your card at Liberties.
Yeah, you know, you're not losing your card at Liberties. You know what's funny, right? So I'd had all these stuff in LA in storage, right? And I was like, right, I'm going back out there. I'm going to go through my stuff. And in my head, I was like, I've got all of these clothes from when I used to work in fashion. And like, I got them out of the suitcase and I was like, literally nothing fits. Obviously nothing fits. Because I was so 20. Skinny then, do you know what I mean? But in my head, I was like, hey, I've just got all of these designer clothes. And I thought, well, at least the blazer. I picked up the blazer. I couldn't even get both my arms in it.
Oh,
I was like,
wow.
Yeah.
You'll be making a lot of headscarves from the dresses.
Do you know what I'm saying? Listen, for real.
I've just started to use my sewing machine, if you want.
Oh, really?
Yeah. Well, can you sew?
Sort out the front of these pants.
I like it like that. And if you're honest with yourself, you know you like it
do,
like that.
I do.
Oh, well, now she's asking. Are you ready for the touch quiz?
Yeah.
Okay.
What is it?
Exactly. You have got 5 questions. You have to guess what I'm thinking about touching.
Is it edible?
No, it's definitely not at all. I don't know why I said no like that. It's definitely not edible. It's more not edible. It's not edible.
More well, it's not edible. Like, okay, is it?
Am I edible? Yes. Yes. In a way. So, okay,
yeah, especially
then...
if your pants like that, baby. Is
then,
it?
Yes, it's edible, but in the way that I'm edible.
Is it a man-made material?
It's a man.
Oh, cool. Great.
And a woman.
It's a man and a woman.
Yeah.
I feel like that by me asking you questions is going to take me away from the actual answer.
Yeah, yeah.
You're not who I'm coming to for clarity.
Yeah, okay.
Do you know what I'm saying?
It's painful, but I understand, yeah.
No, that's why it's a good game, I guess.
Yeah.
All right.
So it's a man and a woman.
It's a man and a woman. It's not edible.
It's,
all right, that narrows it down. Oh, wait, it is edible.
Well, you could get off with them, I suppose.
Is it a seahorse?
Oh dear. She's hopeful that it's a seahorse. Right, so you're not coming to me for clarity, but at the same token, I don't think you can come to yourself either. Is it a love seahorse? I do love seahorses, and I don't think they're talked about as much as they should be.
I was trying to meet you.
Yeah, you were
in
trying
wacky
to meet
land.
Yeah, but... What part of it's a man and a woman? Did you?
Yeah, but what part of it is? What is a man and a woman?
Well, where's a seahorse?
Well, I was
a
just
man?
Thinking, seahorses carry their babies, so maybe the males carry the babies.
No,
so maybe there's a little crossover.
There's a logical crossover there. No, it's more.
And it's not edible. I'm sure somewhere is eating seahorses.
Yeah, this is more a man and a woman. We don't know if they're brother and sister or lovers, and that's a clue. Now that's a clue.
Oh, so it's a man and a woman.
Yeah.
It's two separate people.
Two separate people.
So it's a couple.
Or it might be brother and sister. And that's a clue.
Are you touching them? Yeah. Is it Jack and Jill?
It's Jack and someone.
Is it?
Yeah, it's Jack and someone.
Is it? Fucking hell, all right.
It's Jack and Meg.
It's Jack and Meg.
Yeah.
Do you know what it is?
Yeah, I know what it
no,
is.
No, you fucking don't.
I do. I came up with the game.
You're asking, though. Go on. Are you touching?
The band, The White Stripes.
Oh.
Sorry,
but that's
that.
A throwback, man.
Yeah, but look
bloody
at...
Bloody hell.
But look at my age.
Yeah, well, we're the same age, but like...
Yeah, but don't you like them?
I love them.
They were in the papers recently. I think they were in the papers when I was... No, they weren't in the papers. They were in someone's tweet when I was writing.
They were in someone's tweet recently?
Yeah.
Okay. All right. Well, good. I'm happy to know the realm of relevance we're working in.
I
you should have just let me have seahorses.
Yeah, I should have. And actually, they're one of my favourite things. So, should we say half a point for seahorses?
I don't deserve a point, but I do like this game.
You don't deserve a point, yeah. I'm glad we came back round to the truth.
Do you know what? I remember Meg doing a British accent, and it wasn't great, but I found it very charming. And that doesn't happen often.
No, it doesn't. It's the other way around, really.
You're right?
Yeah. Quick fire questions.
Yes.
Quite agree. Quick fire round now.
Oh.
You're doing well despite the seahorse thing. I mean, not points wise, obviously, you're doing terribly. Do you want to know what the prize is?
Do I get a prize? Yeah.
Well, yes and no. You go on a leaderboard and there's a chance to sort of win a meet and greet with my kittens.
Well, I mean, how long have we got? Because they're not going to be kittens for long, are they?
They're not. They're running out of time. Okay. One of them's absolutely massive. And sometimes pisses on my bed. So that's the prize.
Lovely.
Yeah. He's evil, I think, actually. I think I've got one evil
cat. I'll tell
you
what, if I had a cat pissing on my bed, I'd be getting rid of it. Because you can't get rid of the smell of cat piss.
You can if they've been the balls cut off. It's not as hard.
Oh, really?
But let's just say I'm a bit more lapsidaisical with his safety over the other one. That's not true, but I do let him wander around. Don't look at me like that, Michelle.
No, I'm not. Do you know what I'm thinking? I'm thinking Lou's house smells of cat piss and she don't know it.
Oh, right. No, I don't think so, because I've got special... Well, one, I take the duvet in to the dry cleaners and then I can wash the mattress cover. And then I've got special thing that breaks it down.
What's that? A flame?
Yeah, flame. Yeah, I set the whole thing on fire. Okay.
All right, I'm ready.
Quick fire round. Do models really drink lots of water, or is that horseshit?
Yeah.
They do?
Yeah, I still do to this day. You asked me if I wanted water and I was like, I've got some.
Oh, how much do you drink per
day? Definitely over a litre.
Is that why your skin's so nice?
Yeah, well, yeah, that and fucking all the other shit I put on it. Yeah.
Retinol,
vitamin C. Use that Dennis Grossman light thing. Mm. Some fillers, some Botox.
Oh, fillers and Botox?
Yeah, baby.
Doesn't look like it.
Well, good.
Where's the fillers going? The whole thing.
Putting a hand over my face. Well, you want to go with someone who's got like good penmanship. Do you know what I mean?
Wow. You got fillers in. Doesn't look like it.
Well, that's the whole fucking point, babes. Yeah. Yeah.
Wow. What age do you start buying/wearing slippers?
Oh.
Good question.
I think you actually start wearing slippers from between the ages of 28 to 34. Now, before that, you might be coasting on flip-flops.
Yeah.
And obviously now there's Crocs, so that is definitely...
in the area.
Right. Now, I'd also like to give a little bit of room here for people that have got roommates that are crusty bastards, because then I think that might get you there a little bit sooner.
Yes, that's a great answer to a great question, I'll say it. What age people should we be dating, you and me?
Oh, how old are you?
44. So I'm a bit older than you. You're 40, 40, aren't you?
42.
42?
Yeah.
Love it when people are over 40. It makes me relax.
Also, just say how old you are.
Yeah, 44.
Do you know what I mean? Yeah. Like, I'm just like, I'm so, you know when people are like, oh, I don't want to say, I'm like, would you want, like, no one cares.
Yeah.
Also.
I've got the vagina of a much younger woman.
Says you. Do you know what I mean?
That's
up there with going, I'm really good at blowjobs. Yeah. It's like, says who?
Yeah.
Me?
Oh, no, I'm very bad at hand jobs.
Really?
It's really hard to give
who
a good hand
Who gives
job.
A shit? I'm a fully grown adult. Am I giving out wristies? Is everyone all right?
Yeah.
No.
Oh, you know.
I'm putting it in my mouth. I'm putting it in my fanny. You're welcome.
I love putting it in the gob, but sometimes they don't. They want a wrist. It's really
but
hard.
No, if they want a wristy, you're shit at putting it in the gob.
No.
And that's the end of that. Roll the credits.
One man I've met does not like it.
That was one honest man.
The others, honestly, if you just use the teeth, they absolutely love it.
I like to give them a wink and go, I haven't had my wisdoms taken out. Come in. Okay, so age, I think, I don't want to go... I mean, it depends. Are we just talking about having sex or are we talking about a relationship?
Love.
Love?
Yeah.
I don't really want to go under 35, I think, would be my absolute cutoff.
And tops?
Infinity.
Really?
Do you know what I mean? Yeah.
You'd go out of the 70.
Well, I wouldn't, but then you never know, though, innit?
Yeah, you never know.
Like, if they was all right and they was jokes and engaging and funny and rich. No, yeah. But you know what I mean? Like,
yeah.
Look, this is the thing. If you're younger than me, I could probably handle you still working out what you're doing, not making as much money or whatever. If you're older than me, there's no way you can make less money than me.
Right.
And I know that's fucked up.
Yeah.
But I stand by it.
And how much money do you make?
Listen, it's pretty easy at this point. Do you know what I mean? I'm going to go cruising around fucking coffee shops and be like, you look nice. Want to take me out on a date?
They've got their own backpack.
Hey, it's Paige DeSorbo from Giggly Squad. High quality fashion without the price tag. Say hello to Quince. I'm snagging high-end essentials like cozy cashmere sweaters, sleek leather jackets, fine jewelry, and so much more. With Quince being 50 to 80% less than similar brands. And they partner with factories that prioritize safe, ethical, and responsible manufacturing. I love that. Luxury quality within reach. Go to quince.com/style to get free shipping and 365-day returns on your next order. quince.com/style.
Hey, marketers. Want a matchmaker to set you up with your perfect audience? Well, look no further. Get intimate right away with host-read sponsorships with Acast. Use Acast's self-serve ad platform to search and partner up with a podcaster or two from our network of more than 100,000 shows. Have them sing your praises in their own words. And get their listeners ready to be wooed into loyal customers. It's the ultimate loving endorsement. Book host-read sponsorships with Acast. Head to go.acast.com/closer to get started.
Like a bridge over cuddled water. Well, this is time for Like a Bridge Over Cuddled Water. So I sing a song, but I replace the words with cuddle, and you have to guess what it is. Okay?
Yeah.
Here I cuddle, cuddle, cuddle. Oh, dear, 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 dear. No, hang on.
Are you replacing dear for words?
No, that's
oh, no.
Me. That's me.
Oh, you just don't stand by your decision that you've made.
No, I don't. Okay. I don't. Here I cuddle, cuddle, cuddle. Here I cuddle.
Oh, here I love the world and I am.
It's something like that, yeah.
Here I cuddle.
Yeah.
Here across the world and I... What are the words to it?
Cuddle, 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 cuddle.
Oh, fuck.
You know it. Naomi, stop looking like you don't know the song.
The song? Just tell me the song.
Oh, here I go again on my own. I gave you a clue.
Yeah, that's it. That's what I'm singing. I just don't know the words.
Yeah.
That's what I was literally... Yeah. I will fuck you up. That is exactly what I was saying. I was going...
I know you were.
Please don't think that I was listening to you and then imitating you with words, because that's not... At all. But you are rating yourself and you're not giving me enough credit. Thank you. 1 point for me.
Okay, we're going to go and drag that half a point that we threw out the door back in.
Yeah.
Okay.
Yeah, go and scoop it out the skip.
You've got 1.5 points. Is now a good time to say I'm slightly intimidated by you? Which leads me nicely on to how do you feel about cuddling generally?
Oh, good.
Do you?
I need it.
Just a close friend?
I've been told I'm aggressively affectionate.
Oh, that's nice.
Is it?
Is it with a chosen few or is it just carte blanche?
I'm sort of touchy-feely in a like, I'm not someone who would like rest my leg on yours or rest my head on your shoulder. Like, I can't. You know the randomness? Yeah. I'm like, stop trying to force a connection by actually touching me.
Yeah, I can't do that, no. I might grip a knee at a theme park.
Yes, exactly. Yes. Or if you're telling me something, I might like, and it's, we're having a moment.
Touch my nose.
Right? Yeah, exactly. Yeah. Put my finger in your ear.
Yeah.
Whatever.
Yeah.
But I'm not opposed to it, but I'm not.
I know
what
you mean. I don't know where that comes from. That like, I'm just going to drape across you. Unless I know them really, 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 really well. But there's like probably 4 people that I do that.
But like even some of my close friends, like let's say, I don't know, we're walking over a bridge and then they like link arms with me. In my head, I'm thinking, how long are we doing this for?
Yeah.
Isn't that a stress?
I know, it's a bit of a stress, yeah. if someone holds your hand or something, like a friend, a platonic friend, it is a bit of a stretch.
And it's only in platonic senses, because if you're, you know, in a sexual relationship with someone, you feel like you can let go and do that whenever you want.
Yeah.
What I try to do, if it's like a platonic situation and we're linking arms or holding hands or something, I try to make a big laugh happen so I can get animated and break free.
Oh, that's a good tip, actually. Yeah. 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 1 second after. Oh, yeah. Go on, tell us this one. Are you romantic?
Is love bombing romance?
Oh, yeah, for a bit. Okay, yeah. Yeah. Is that what you do? Love bombings are. And then you go off them.
I've just got to make sure that you love me.
Yeah.
And then I'll work out if I like you or not.
Yeah. Interesting. What were your family like then? It's got to come from that.
Oh, yeah. Yeah. Well, my mum has, you know, she has her ailments. My dad's schizophrenic. My mum's got borderline personality disorder. So I think, like, between both of those two.
Oh, my God.
I'm a bit like... Don't look at me like that.
Sorry.
So I think between both of those things, I'm always trying to look for reassurance.
Yeah, bet. Yeah,
like I'm affectionate, but I'm also like, I think there's a fear there.
Yeah, of course.
So
yeah.
I need the reassurance.
Yeah.
Do you know what I mean?
Yeah. But is that what your sitcom's about that you're writing?
A little bit. I mean, it touches on these things, but no, it doesn't. It's not like a complete mine of all of that, you know, but I think I've got better with it. So am I romantic? I would say yes, but I think in the past it's been a bit more probably about trying to win that person's affection.
Yeah.
I guess that's what romance is though, isn't it?
Well, yeah. I mean, I guess everyone's...
Right?
Yeah.
Right?
Yes. Well, yeah, I guess it's never safe. Not the romantic part. It's like very scary. You know, and of course you want to like tie them down and tie them to the chair and not let them leave and stuff. You know, that's all just normal stuff.
Exactly. Well, the cats have got to eat.
Yeah.
Cuddle recipe number 101. Take two arms, wrap them around something and don't let go. Unless the person asks you to let go. Or animal.
Okay. Have you got any health complaints, by the way? Because I just look up health complaints in my Louise O'Hay book.
Wait, what? With who? Who's it?
Yeah, Louise O'Hay. She is dead now.
I know her. I listen to all of it. The How to Heal Your Heart.
I love it.
Oh, my God. How to Heal Your Life.
Do you believe in that kind of thing then? Like, if you've got a health ailment, it could be from an emotional...
I mean, I believe in everything and nothing. So she's very much like, you know, if you're holding down, you know, you're not saying anything, then, you know, you might get laryngitis or this and that. But she also says that cancer is a resentment illness. And I think these big sweeping statements...
Yeah, that's a bit dangerous.
Yeah, but, you know, maybe for the time that she was saying it, it might have been refreshing. Yeah. But she also worked a lot with people with HIV and AIDS. And I kind of wonder what that sort of belief system, like how beneficial it is. Like, it's the same way that, like, if you ever have been to AA or any of those kind of things, they're always like, you have some responsibility in everything that has ever happened to you.
Yeah.
And there's circumstances where you're talking about maybe people that have been abused when they were kids or someone who's been sexually assaulted or, you know, like that's actually them too.
Yeah.
Right? So I think Louise Hay is amazing. I love her. But do I believe in that sweeping statement of like every ailment that you have has got an emotional root or you have some responsibility for it?
Yeah.
Yes, I do.
Like, so, let's elbows. Use it like elbows. Elbows.
Elbows.
What's wrong with your elbows?
I mean, they ache sometimes.
Oh,
also
elbows.
Shoulders, which I've been totally convinced that, like, I think as when I buy a house, my shoulders will stop hurting. Meanwhile, I've got terrible posture, which that could also be part of it.
Well, elbows represents changing directions and accepting new experiences. I easily flow with new experiences, new directions and new changes.
Thanks.
That's what you got to say.
They feel better already.
That's what, just repeat that.
Nice one.
Repeat that. And then I'm going to look up shoulders because that's interesting about the house thing. Shoulders represent our ability to carry our experiences in life joyously. We make life a burden by our attitude. So you have to say, I choose to allow all my experiences to be joyous and loving. That's
Do you know
nice.
What I'm saying? So I think at the time, this was like revolutionary. But now we understand about toxic positivity. Some of this is a bit like...
Yeah.
Do you know what I mean? But that's not to say that is... Like, some of this I love.
Yeah, take what you need. It's exactly like horoscopes. Take what you need. And actually, I don't read my horoscopes. I do draw the line at horoscopes.
I can't not read my horoscope. If it's in a paper, yeah. But if it's very negative, I don't believe. Yeah. And if it's very positive, I am all for it.
My mum blames everything on her being a Scorpio. I say, mother, you know, that was not honest.
My mum's a Scorpio as well.
Does she blame everything on the Scorpio?
No. She blames it on having kids too early.
Young mum.
Yeah, young mum.
Young mum. That's nice. Eh? More mum to go.
Yeah, basically, yeah.
More mum to go.
I was quite lucky because I knew my grand's mum as well. And I knew my great-great-grandmother because they all had kids young.
Bloody hell.
I know, it's wild, yeah. Isn't it?
And you're bucking the trend?
Yeah, no, thank you.
No thank you at all?
No.
So
I would like to, I think, I wouldn't mind fostering.
Oh, that's what I wanted.
Yeah.
Yeah.
But to be honest, I think it's just something that I said because like I used to say that by the time I was 40, I was going to like have a house and just be fostering kids. And now then I turned 40 and I was like,
it's a lot of
work. More bread for me. I just want to go, well, hello, can I have one last swing round liberties, please? I just some more holidays. I want to go to Santorini. Oh, and then I was like, oh, 42. And now I'm 42 and I'm like, oh, 45. And basically I think I'm going to be 70 just being like, ah, oh, next year.
Yeah.
Yeah, I'd like a one-way ticket to Cuddle City Central, please. Okay.
Have you had like a weird cuddle or best cuddle or worst cuddle?
Weird cuddles, I think, are like, you know, people that are, like I lived in LA for a little while and you know, like those sort of like new age spiritual types. Give you hugs and then sort of pull away, but like keep their hands on your shoulders. Ew. And stare at you for a little bit too long.
Yeah,
do you know what I mean?
Yeah,
you know, like, and they make it creepy.
Yeah. Oh, God.
I'm not into that.
Because they're trying to force a kind of...
I can see into your soul by making you uncomfortable.
Yeah.
Actually, that's meant to mean that I'm spiritual. And it's like, no, you're just being a fucking creep.
Yeah.
I'm not into like that. I'm not into hugs that last too long. Mm. Even a millisecond, you know what you're doing.
Yeah.
Squeeze, release.
Squeeze, release me.
Yeah.
God's sake.
Yeah. I don't, if you can feel, the minute I let go of you, you mirror that and do the same. Unless we're having a breakup conversation.
Ooh.
And we're about to part ways,
yeah,
I would expect you to hold on for a little bit longer.
And then sorrows.
Just make the most of it.
Yeah.
Do you know what I mean? Until I push you away.
Yeah. Yeah, I do know exactly what you mean with those spiritual types. And also some of them like
trying to hear your heartbeat vibes.
Ooh. Some of them, like in LA, just hang on to celebrities as well. And they kind of want to be the kind of spiritual guy for celebrities, but they're just full of shit. And
they're quite
like dark energy.
Best hugs, I would say, were my teenage years when I first started taking pills.
Oh, yeah.
Because you just hug any stranger anywhere, but you really felt like you was having a connection with them. You're massaging each other.
Yeah.
You're just like, oh, my God, this is amazing. I love you. What, cracking an egg on your knee?
Yeah.
Oh, God, you would have been someone I would have not been sitting next to for long in fabric. I'd have been like, oh, my God, Jesus Christ. Do you know what she just tried to do? You know that thing where people try and crack an egg on your knee?
Oh, I love that.
Oh, God.
Oh, I won't ask you again, but I tell you who will. It's Alan de Botton. That was Luke on keys, if you can believe. Alan de Botton.
Well, it's Alan de Botton now.
Oh, I love him.
Do you love Alan de Botton?
Do you know what?
I kind of
fancy him.
Really?
Kind of fancy him.
Pick a card, any card from Alan de Botton.
Oh, my God. What scars do you feel your childhood has left on your adult personality? All of it.
Yeah. You want to delve in a bit more?
Just the whole thing. What does that mean?
It means, like, why are you so fucked and let's get into it.
That's why. My childhood has left scars on my adult personality. I just could just reframe the question.
Mm.
And that's the answer.
Right, and that's all you're going to say about it.
Well, I mean, where do you want to start? I'm not holding back.
Well, just like what elements of it, you know?
I would say that I am compassionate but emotionally detached.
Yeah.
Okay, I'd say that I find it quite hard to like regulate how I feel to keep it in sort of reality.
Yeah.
Because I can be quite up and down. Do you know what I mean?
Yeah,
I've been in therapy for a long time, sort of trying to work through all of these things. I've been in therapy for like 8 years.
Wow.
Yeah. So all of this.
Yeah. Do you do anything else? Any other spiritual things or?
What else do I do? Like, yeah, I sort of try and do a bit of chanting, a bit of meditating.
I've read
all the self-help books and, you know, I have all, I think a bit of everything. Do you know what I mean? Also just actively try to not be a cunt.
Yes.
You know what I mean? Like consciously.
I do sort of know what you mean. Yeah, just a bit. But, you know, it's work in progress, isn't it? Progress, not perfection.
Of course. But yeah, like, yeah, of course.
No such thing as a free hug. There is, actually. Hello? Before we finish, what do you think life's all about?
I think life is all about taking the lessons that you've learned and making sure that you've told someone about them before you die.
That's nice.
You know what I mean? That's what I reckon. It's just like all your fuck ups, all the data that you've amassed.
Yeah.
You want to try and pass that on to as many people as possible.
The foster children for us.
Yeah, no, I'm not doing that. No, I just can't be asked. Do you know what I think we should do? Is just like have like weekly meetings where we have brunch and talk about it.
Yeah.
should we do a podcast where we talk about fostering?
Not fostering people, yeah. But if we had loads of money, it'd be good to have like a massive like arty community sort of house where we all had our own private space and then just like helped kids in some way.
I always think it wasn't permanent. I think even if I had like Jeff Bezos money, I'd be like, if I just had a bit more money, then I'd really be able to be a good person.
Yeah.
But it's finances that are stopping me.
Yeah, right, yeah.
Yeah. And all the strikes, you know, like otherwise I would, if I could just get there.
Yeah. For me, it's leaves on the train that's stopping me.
I'm saying it's leaves on the tracks.
It's sometimes there's snow in this country.
Every now and again, I see a loose crisp packet whirling around. And I think if that wasn't happening, I could be better.
But we've done well just to get through to here.
I mean, every day, babes, every day. I could surviving.
I did adopt two cats that I paid quite a lot of money for. So, you know, we're all helping out a bit, aren't we? Cuddle calculator. It's time for the cuddle calculator. If there was a catalogue and you could order a cuddle from it, let's just say a lot of people will be putting in an order for the dishwarts.
I didn't hear that because I was laughing. Sorry.
Oh, well, it's basically you're the liberties. You're the liberties of cuddling.
Oh, thank you. Yes.
The liberties of cuddling. Yes. Yes.
Oh, is that it? That's it. In the cuddleometer. Oh, that's what it spat out.
Yeah, that's what it spat out.
Oh,
yeah.
Okay.
It's kind of like astrology, but it's sort of a bit more accurate.
Oh.
Yeah.
Thank you.
Yeah.
Is that it then?
That's it.
I've had a great time, you know.
Oh, thank you for coming.
I really enjoyed it.
Were you dreading it?
I wasn't dreading it, but like, if when I hear your name, I think, I wonder what it's going to be.
Yeah.
Because I just don't know.
I'm very normal, actually. Really, quite boring and normal.
No, I don't, it's not like that. I was just like, what is it going to be?
It's called Cuddle Club, and that is a problem.
Cuddle Club, it's Lou Sanders. What are we getting? And I thought, there's no point. I did get sent something, and I thought, there's no point in me reading this.
It's a trick.
You know what I'm getting? One thing I'm certain about.
Yeah.
It's Lou Sanders.
Yeah. So something. You'll be getting something.
And that's it.
It's a flash of the chaps. The chaps. I've called my vagina
honestly,
the chaps.
Honestly, can I say I've really enjoyed this. I think this is like a lovely podcast and you are charming and engaging.
Thank you.
And fucking batty as all hell.
Thank you. That's so nice. And let's just get the community house or at least the lunch is up and going.
What I think we need to do is like get together, have some meetings.
Yeah.
And just discuss.
Sort of never adopting anyone.
Yeah. Just have lots of discussions.
Is it tax deductible, the lunches and brunches?
I think so, yeah.
Yeah.
And surely maybe we could get some funding from some sort of charity.
Yeah, that's a good idea, actually. That's a great idea. I would love to be rich and just help people. When I did DMT, as I was coming down from it, the message was you've got to help people.
Every single time I do drugs.
Yeah.
That's always the message.
Yeah.
And then, you know, if it's like really bad drugs, it's help yourself.
Help yourself first.
Because then you can help other people.
Yeah.
And start that off by getting a pizza and a litre of Coca-Cola.
And I did one direct debit to charity after the DMT for at least 6 months. And Lord, take me as one of your angels. No, I've got a few DDs. I've got a few direct debits.
I was wondering.
I do the old charity.
Yeah, yeah. Just obviously the best thing about it is to be anonymous. Give us names. Give us names.
Yes. Okay, thanks for coming in.
Thank you.
Bye. Oh, Michelle just walked. You can also check out her Apollo set. And also she was in Catherine Ryan's sitcom, which is really good on Netflix. She is on Instagram. She is Michelle de Swart. So Michelle is normal and then DeSWarte. Okay, have you got that? Oh, she's got her own podcast as well. It's called Bang On It with Laura Smith, who's very funny. Download that if you don't mind. Okay. Follow us online at CodicoPod. I remember T. Oh, that's the old catchphrase. I need a new one. Sees me everybody in.
Hey, marketers. Want a matchmaker to set you up with your perfect audience? Well, look no further. Get intimate right away with host-read sponsorships with Acast. Use Acast's self-serve ad platform to search and partner up with a podcaster or two from our network of more than 100,000 shows. Have them sing your praises in their own words. And get their listeners ready to be wooed into loyal customers. It's the ultimate loving endorsement. Book host-read sponsorships with Acast. Head to go.acast.com/closer to get started.